Time for the KSL In-Depth. The federal government still investigating a cyber attack that gathered personal information on over 4 million current and former government employees. But what is the state of Utah doing to protect against this type of attack?
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is Utah Department of Public Safety Commissioner Keith Squires. Commissioner, thanks for your time this morning. How bad of a problem are we talking about here in the state of Utah?
It's been significant. We've watched our numbers of attacks increase over the years exponentially. And back in 2012, the Department of Public Safety, along with our State Department of Technology Services, put individuals together and created a state cyber crimes enforcement team, sharing the information from our attacks, which back in the year of 2010, I was being advised we're about 25,000 to 30,000 in a year, but that increased so much that last year we had spikes up of 300 million and more.
Would you attribute that number of 300 million to the building of the NSA facility in our state?
You know, we didn't realize what was causing it at the time, but it does coincide with when information about that NSA facility was starting to become public around the world. And comparing what our attacks have been with counterparts in other states, we're significantly higher, and I believe that's part of what caused that.
Did the state of Utah get any federal help from the FBI or any local money or anything to try to, you know, quash these attacks?
You know, in 2013, I had an invitation to FBI headquarters in Washington, and as part of that, I was being asked on ways that the FBI would be able to assist state and local law enforcement in different issues that we were dealing with. And I shared with them our cyber crimes enforcement team that we had started the year before. And they offered to team up with us. We had a pilot project that was here in Salt Lake with the Salt Lake FBI field office called Operation Wellspring. And from that, we were able to investigate cyber crimes at all levels and get our state officers trained with the FBI, and at least being able to add more enforcement efforts with state and local law enforcement now engaging into it.
When we're talking about 300 million attempted hackers, Commissioner, who are these people? Are these foreign governments? Are these criminals? I mean, who are they?
It's all of the above, Amanda. You know, a lot of those attacks are taking place through automated efforts that are trying to find vulnerabilities in our security systems that protect our databases. But a lot of that is also from individuals and groups that are specifically attacking state departments and state databases and facilities, including the Utah Department of Public Safety that I oversee. We've had incidents where nation states have targeted us specifically, which if you look at it and considering the big picture of things, that's pretty significant to have happen.